Testing, testing.
You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. There's armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Kimball. I am the host of the show, program, call it what you want, but an awareness program to keep you aware of what's going on in today's times, the most significant events, and try to expose the lies, deception. And here's a little side note that might surprise some of you if you're new. Don't believe a word I say. Challenge everything I say. Challenge it. And get in the habit of doing that with everybody. Family, the only one you can trust is Jesus Christ. No human. I know you got maybe your mother, your father. That's, you know, go with it. But even in some cases, not even that. Families are broken up. The Satan uses families against each other. Do they not? The demonic realm is the rule, not the exception. You know that human beings is the exception. The supernatural is the rule. Well, if it wasn't, why do all the legislators, presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, princes, CEOs, military generals, oh, absolutely, Freemasons, Shriners, worship the supernatural? And everybody else just kind of falls in line like a salad bar, and you pick your best part of the salad and leave out the rest. Everybody just picks their own what they want. Is that a just God? It says it's okay to kill innocent people over here for your 72 virgins, or over here, Mormons, it's okay. Well, you know, for you, you're special. I'm going to give your Mormons at the highest level your own planet. Now, I want one of them. Don't you want your own planet? there's got to be something silly about that. And then for Jehovah's Witnesses, now I know Jesus is my only begotten son, but that's what the Christians believe over here. But sure, sort of Christians over here, he's just a prophet for you all, but for them, he's the Son of God, my son. Actually, we're all three one, but you don't have to believe that. But there's something wrong with this. And over here, you got Krishna, Hare Krishna, Bodhisattva, whatever. Shiva, the destroyer. You all can believe that if you want to. And you over here, you don't have to believe anything at all. Don't worry about it. I still bring in. Now, there's something wrong with this picture. Oh, born-again Christians. Yeah, well, you know, some of your preachers say, you must get baptized or you're not saved. You go about a mile down the road, and this preacher here says, well, if you're not speaking in tongues and babbling a little bit, you're certainly not the Holy Spirit inside you. Now, forget about what the Bible says, but if you don't babble with me, speak unintelligible, so I can't understand what you're saying, you're not saved. I say, what? Run that by me again. So, what if I just go one Sunday school for over here to get baptized and over here for the tongues, and then I go to Methodist, just sit there and bob your head up and down and go to Catholic Church? What's the story here? You know, really? Can I just make up my own? Let me just make up my own. I call it gambleism. Oh, no, I can't do that. That's close to cannibalism. You know, there's something wrong with this picture, family. There's one God. One God. Only one. He's got a set course of rules. It's like having a family, mother, father. Yeah. And you got eight siblings. Brothers and sisters. Well, mixed up. Brothers and sisters. And you have different rules for each one. That's going to go over really well. Or are you going to have a mother and a father that's got one set of rules for the whole family? What do you think? So if you say there's one God then, so what's the rule? What's the rules? Where can I find them? Since I can't just make it up on my own. You know, technically, if you can make up your own rules, let's say 7 to 8 billion people. Well, why can't 7 or 8 billion people make up their own rules? Yeah. Y'all say, well, you shouldn't judge anybody. Well, then that means you can have 8 billion different religions out there because each individual can make up his own. A rapist. Who's to say to judge a rapist or a murderer or a mass murderer? That's not his religion. Who's to say is wrong? I mean, if you're Hindu, Buddhist, whatever, you're into witchcraft, or you're Baptist, or Methodist, or Presbyterian, or whatever, who's to say he's wrong? And killing other people, it gets a little sticky, but that's his religion. Well, God says no. God says there's one set of religion. So you say, well, where's this book? Where is the truth? So then you go through all the books, lay them all out, all of them. The Book of Urantia, the Book of Confucius, Book of King James Bible, the NIV, just all of them, just lay them out. Now you start tracing the origin. Now it starts narrowing things down just a little bit. When you start tracing the actual origins of these books and the theology, that funnel gets really small at the very end of it. When you really do it. Now, you can stop anywhere in the funnel you want, because when it starts interfering with what you want to do, you say, well, I'm going to stop there. I'll be this far. No, you go all the way down to the funnel end. You can't go no further. You see? Then you meet God, because he's got one set of rules. It's called the Ten Commandments. If you don't believe me, go ahead and don't trust me. I don't want you to. And you check it out yourself. Trace the origin of all these religions. It's called studying thyself approved, if that's what you have to do. And if you're going to do all that, you better start pretty quick, because you see the signs of the times is getting slimmer. That funnel's getting more narrow every day. Can't be fooling around with this, because the signs of the times are upon us. So unless you're a speed reader, I don't know what to tell you. But let's say you're a Christian. You say you have 300 and some odd Bible translations. Do the same thing, and you watch what happens. Every Bible that you got out there, you trace the origin of it. The origin of it. And watch what happens. It's quite amazing, the story, if you really do it. And just because your great-grandmother gave you a nice little NIV Bible, that doesn't mean a thing. As keepsake, okay, fine. But that keepsake NIV Bible, it's missing over 250 words. Over 250 verses, entire verses are removed. How do you argue that point? The verse isn't there. How do you justify that? You know, and they take out the word Jesus and leave Christ. You know what Christ is? Christ is a Messiah. It could be anybody. But now you add Jesus to it. Ooh, that's a whole different ball game. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whoa, you put the tail right on the donkey. Boom, there you go. Because that's the only one that's going to save you is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Today, Gamble's back. I'm going to expose the supernatural. I'm going to expose what's on these headlines for what they really are saying. I'm going to make some people uncomfortable today. I do suspect that. Of course, anyone else is different. It's not my point to do that. It's my point to tell you the truth. If it makes people uncomfortable, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. Deal with it. Don't listen. Do whatever. But you better check out what I'm saying and start off with not believing me. Don't believe me. You know, but challenge it, man. Challenge it. I mean, take the effort of challenging it on your own. Think on your own. But you want to supercharge your thinking? Bring Jesus Christ in your life. That's going to supercharge your thinking. Because Jesus loves you. Jesus died on the cross for you. He's coming back too. To claim what's his fully. That day is not here yet, but boy, it's coming. And before he comes back, no matter what anybody else says, he's already told you in the book of Revelation, Daniel and Isaiah, and a host of other prophets, that judgment will happen on the face of this planet. There's no way around it. And a spaceship aren't going to get you off of it. You see, it's either death or judgment. You see, it's coming. And all the evil's been done since after the flood will be judged. Because the judgment of the water took care of that. Then after that, everybody will be judged. I mean, every living human being that's ever been around in this world will be judged. Either the great white throne judgment, hopefully not you're on that one, or the judgment seat of Christ. That's when you want to be on. It's coming, family. It's coming. There's no stopping it. Even death won't stop it. That's how important this is. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving. Lord, we come together today to worship you. Father, to talk about what's going on today and what's going on in the future. Father, what's happened in the past. And Lord, we dedicate this program to you, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We do thank you for your Son, Jesus, Lord, that died on the cross for our sins. Father, you thank you for the word you've brought to us by the lives of the disciples, prophets of old, contained within the King James Bible. Lord, we thank you for the word of God, the word, the holy word, that you've given us to guide us in the right path. Father, we do pray that you spread the blood of Jesus around us. And Father, to hear our prayers when we pray for those, our brethren, those in our family, those that are friends, those that are acquaintances. We pray for them, Lord, that that there be healing, that there be miracles, that, Lord, that families will come together and not apart. We know, Lord, in the coming, in the second coming, Father, there's going to be a separation. But Lord, we pray before that day that we have the time to bring families together, divine appointments to bring them all together. And Father, we pray for an awakening. We pray for enlightenment. We pray for, Father, the Holy Spirit to bring us knowledge through the King James Bible. Father, through touching our hearts, the Holy Spirit touching our souls, that gives us your word. That, Father, that small voice that you give us will be recognizable. Father, will guide us in the right path. Father, we lay before you our sins, that, Father, be forgiven. Father, to help us acknowledge, to understand, to remember those sins we might have forgotten, that you bring them up to us, to convict us of them, that, Father, we can bring them to you. That we can close down old debts that we've had, and, Father, to forgive those that others that's owed us, Lord, in the trespasses. That we forgive those that's done us wrong. And, Lord, that they forgive us, that we admit what we've done wrong to you and to them, Father, if we have the opportunity. Father, we pray for those that are seeking suicide as an option of out. That, Lord, we know the technology. We know the psychotropic drugs that's being put upon them. We know the technology that's causing this, the voices in the mind that's being put there by technology. Father, we need opportunity. We need the divine appointments that's going to bring this to light. Lord, so those veterans and these citizens can understand out there of what's being done from the population control that they're organizing to expose the Illuminati for who they are, expose the witchcraft that's out there, Lord, that's at the highest level. To expose that witchcraft so we can pray against it. To bring the churches out of the darkness into the light of the truth through the gospel, and to teach the way of spiritual warfare. Father, we pray for protection, especially now this month, of the children that's going to be abducted, the ones that's in confinement now waiting these rituals that the Wicca and the Satanists and all the like are going to perform. Father, we pray upon you, Lord, we pray to you that you close down these Wiccan. You close down these Satanists and expose them to the light so we can pray against it, Lord, to bring awareness. And Father, we can pray against the witchcraft that's contained in our country at the highest level of government and military. And Father, to expose it for what it really is. And Father, we pray for an awareness in these churches that the watchman will come out. And Father, that those who follow Jesus will start preaching the truth at the top of their lungs. In all these things we pray, the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to close my prayer with that prayer, because in case something I missed, that prayer covers it all. I'm not a theologian. I'm a researcher. My past, my background, as some of y'all have seen, is anti-terrorism. U.S. military, Marine Corps, you know, martial arts, whatever, so forth and so on. It's not theology, but I've had to research extensively to make up for that, just like everybody else. It's a matter of choice. It's not a matter of anybody better than anybody. It's a matter of what you choose to do. It's your choice. Where you spend your life. this physical life is going to go away. It's temporary. That's a guarantee. The day you become born again, what you do with your life from then on counts. You see, that point, what you're given, will be accounted for in heaven at the judgment seat of Christ. It'll happen before Armageddon. Once it starts. The rule is, mass deception on the end time events is completely inundating the internet, the truth, so-called truth tellers, whatever. Man, we're in the sixth trumpet, the sixth seal. They can't make up their doggone mind. Armageddon's around the corner. No, it's not. It is absolutely not. A lot of the heresies that's in the Bible, like soul sleep, all this is coming out of the woodwork, causing confusion, and that's exactly what they want to do. And it's working. Now, I'm going to cover some headlines here and some how they're, man, they're coming out like, it's just crazy. It really is. An increase. For example, did you know the city of Houston demands that pastors turn over their sermons for a lawsuit? Now, they're hitting Texas. They're going to hit Oklahoma. All these are serious Bible Belt, North Carolina. Yeah. Y'all watch out now here. They're coming after you. Texas, powerful nation. They beat down Perry when he tried to legalize the HPV vaccine. Good job, Texas. You did a good job there. That's how you do it. You stop Perry in his tracks after two months. Trying to legalize, make mandatory the HPV vaccine. Family, that HPV vaccine, it kills. The purpose of the HPV vaccine, for example, is to cause your children to be sterile. So when they're 20, 21, 22, etc., on up, that they can't have children. That's what it's for. That's the purpose of it. It's not for cervical cancer. I have a study on my website, watchmenforjesus.com. Watchmen for Jesus. And I've put a study there, and you can look at what I've got there and just make your own mind up and then do your own research. And you'll find HCG is produced naturally when a woman gets pregnant. Right? Yeah. Well, the vaccine's got HCG in it. So before she gets pregnant and they put that HCG in her system with the shot, the three shots, she's got in her system 9 to 12 to 15 years old. Then she gets married 20, 19, 19, 21, 22, 25, 30, whatever. And the two different HCGs collide, causing a miscarriage. Besides the point of making them sterile. Now they want young boys to take it because of gentle warts? No. It also does the same thing to them. To be sterile. Why would they do that? Well, I can answer that question from Illuminati's own plans, actually. Because it's about population control. Their plans, once they have mixed the races together and eliminated every other race, mass medicate, that started in 1900 AD with fluorine. Americans, you've been hooked and crooked. But once they have all this control, quote William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, 1955, first edition, the increase of the world's population is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers which will result from unrestricted births. despite the fact that starvation and the want are brought about by diabolical methods, unquote, and controls, unquote. Down to a small number of 500 million. Well, that is also not the truth. It's going to be less than that because they're going to transhumanize their plan. This is their plans. They're going to transhumanize even that 500 million. They want all humans with any connection to spirit to God to be dead or their bodies manipulated by DNA manipulation. They're talking about here, quote, selected males picked for their mental, selected males picked for their mental and physical features, remember that, will father the human race by means of artificial insemination, unquote. Family, do you realize in Sweden, just the past couple of weeks, they reported that two women with artificial wombs, with womb transplants, had children, transplanted wombs. Now, what they're not telling you is now the next step will be to put the wombs in male, transgender, to make man, woman in one body. It's called the Baphomet. The food is already turning males into females. And they're bringing females to look like males in the Amazon mindset. That's what's going on in TV. That's what's going on outside to show that women can do the same thing as men and men can do the same thing as women. And now they're going to combine the bodies. And that's the big picture they do not want you to get. That's what they're doing while everybody else is sleeping. And they'll use disease created to take out the pure races, and they have their own combined race of all the cultures into one race, which has been accomplished, reported in October 2013, National Geographic, Changing Face of America. People didn't pay attention to that. I caught it right quick. From this is the big picture going down. Now, the thing I remembered just a little while ago about selected males, well, we call it, you know, in the street, a stud. Well, you, I'm a stud, man. Okay. Like a bull. You know, bull? Same thing. Well, here's the evil behind it. Family, if you look up Willie Lynch, in the 18th century, contracted by the Rothschilds after the 1600s, exactly 1711, and the Freemasons and the Jesuits will say, oh, that's a hoax. Well, anything they say, if they're a Freemason or a Jesuit or a Knights of Malta, is a lie from the time the mouth opens to it closes. Because they take a blood oath to lie. How come they don't get convicted in that in their soul? That's got to be torturous, you know? That the Spirit of God tortures you, convicts you when you tell a lie straight out? Huh. But if it don't bother you, I'd start worrying if I was you. If you took that blood oath and you lie and you don't worry about it. Like when you lie to your wife or your mother or whoever, when you're Freemasons, what y'all do tonight? I can't talk about it. Do you actually think that really builds a bond in a family when you're a Freemason and you got to keep secrets away? Well, anyway. So if you look up Willie Lynch, do it right now. Be adventurous. When I say something, go ahead and look it up or don't, whatever you like to do. But look it up. You can put up another window, go to that bottom left-hand corner, and you put up a window, and while I'm talking, you search it out and say, well, he's wrong. Well, let me know. Send me an email. But if I'm not wrong, you better start looking. Willie Lynch, a black man down in, and I forgot where exactly, Barbados or Jamaica Mon, you know, one of those places down there, Willie Lynch, was brought in by the Rothschilds in 1711, right after he started bringing blacks in from the Africa as slaves in the so-called Bible Belt. Yeah. for tobacco, slaves from another country, beaten, raped, murdered in the Bible Belt. Yeah. Anyway, so they're bringing Willie Lynch, and he teaches the slave owners, white folk down south. See, I'm a white boy. I'm Scotch-Irish, maybe. I'm Scotch-Irish, a little bit of Cherokee. But I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and I expose everything. So if I'm making some of you Southerners angry, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm telling you like it is. And you all have to repent. If you've got your great-great-great-great-grandfather, whatever, was a slave owner, Freemason, I'm telling you, you got to break that generational curse, or your family is cursed for generations. This is serious. Anyway, so Willie Lynch teaches them how to make a better slave. Well, now when you read this letter, this instruction and lectures that Willie Lynch gave the so-called slave owners in the so-called Bible Belt, how to make a better slave family, that's when he started genetic manipulation. Yep. Now, white folk were slaves back in the 1400s under the Vatican, being murdered and controlled by a dictatorship of religion under Roman Catholicism, which is based on paganism. I'd say it's pretty much slavery. So much so, they wanted to move to another continent they didn't have nothing to know about. Had no idea what they're running into, but they're running away from being murdered by the Vatican from 1200 to 1400 AD. It didn't stop then. It kept going to 1800, the murder by the Vatican of under the Inquisition. 16th century, they created what's called Protestantism, so they could then stop the Reformation that they created to justify their continuing murdering. Look up the St. Bartholomew Day Massacre and tell me no. 100,100 lives were murdered by the Vatican, monks and Roman Catholic troops. In 1 week, streets ran red with blood. So, we go back to Willie Lynch. Willie Lynch taught them how to make better slaves. They got rid of the weak ones of the blacks and kept the strong ones. The real proud ones that spoke out, they did things to them you can't even imagine. And they made sure the women and children were there when they tortured and murdered the proud one. Then they brought the others up, and after the torture and the murder was conducted on that one, that's what he taught them, then the others were whipped and beaten, the males. The women watched with the children. They did things to that one or two that is unspeakable. I've talked about it before, but get the Willie Lynch paper and he'll tell you. And you'll see what happened. Now, what's the point? The women taught the children that don't you do what he did. And the children taught their children the same thing. And so the others were like, I don't want to be like that. So they do what they're supposed to do. He taught them to separate the light skin from the dark skin, the young from the old, and old from the young, and men from women. Separate them, divide them, cause them to fight each other. Not fight each other, but to be separate. Oh, you're up at the White House, huh? You're up at the big house. We're down here, you see, and divide them that way and control them. He taught them. But here's the rub on that. Here's my point. Same thing was being done to the white folk, and they didn't even know it. Matter of fact, they still don't today. It's called population control. Ever hear of it? The exact same thing that was done to the blacks openly has been done to the white folk secretly. And they didn't even know. Genetic control, manipulation, keep the studs, get rid of the weak, was practiced on human beings beginning in 1711 until today. That's the legacy. Now, I know that's a solemn, I could probably, if I was in an auditorium, I bet I could drop a pin, you could hear it drop and hear it hit. Both, probably. You could probably hear it cut the wind. Yeah. Well, family, this situation is getting deadly serious. And I talk about serious subjects on this broadcast. Because you got to know what's really going on out there. Now, all the way through, what's that little old man with the eyeglasses and he saw lightning and the kite? Oh, yeah. Ben Franklin. Hellfire Club. Like Skull and Bones. Hellfire Club. A Satanist, he was. Pedophile. And also sacrificial of women, of children. They excavated his house and below and the under, and they found like 12 skeletons and all this going on. But he was a professed member of the Hellfire Club. It's Satanism. Our history is totally corrupted. Now, here's the switchover. Switchover, is that the right word to use? Thing is, they, the Illuminati in the schools, in the airways and what have you, are telling you some of the same things I'm telling you now, sort of. And the purpose of that is so now they're ready to bring in the New World Order. They have to reduce the sovereignty to the nation. So they got to look at, have you look at your nation, look at your government, look at the military, look at all the structures as subordinate, as evil. Now they need it. Now they want you to do it. That started really in 1950. So you lose that sovereignty. You won't have respect for your country anymore. That's what they want you to do. Why? Because they want you to come into a new world order. Now, I'm taking a step further. This new world order they're bringing you into is, has nothing to do with peace. It's worse than what you've been through. So they're letting you know that your old government acknowledged the evil of the old governments, because now they have something for you. It's called a dialectic. And they're also telling you, using the clergymen, using the preachers, that it's okay to go against the Bible. It's okay to take the mark of the beast. I warned you all about that, my regular listeners. That even the preachers are going to go against God, like John MacArthur, Billy Graham, Joyce Myers, Copeland, Hagee. Now they're all coming out. Osteen's, they're all coming out. Right on cue. Isn't that amazing? Right on the same time. Billy Graham started coming out in about 1993 to 97. He changed everything. Oh, yeah. Osteen's came out. Well, he'd really been coming out, but now it's like humanism all over again. Look up Victoria Osteen's declaration. Do the best for yourself. Because that's what made God happy. That's what made God happy, is that you are happy, then God's happy. Say, what? Aren't we supposed to do His will, not our own? Something's mixed up there. She just came right on out and said it in a service, just straight out. Billy Graham says, quote, you don't have to know the name of Jesus. Just have to know you need Christ. What? From any world, from any of the religious world, the Muslim faith, the atheist faith, just as long as you know you need God, but you don't have to know the name of Jesus. That you need Christ. Well, Christ, all Christ is Messiah. Now you add Jesus to it, and that tells exactly which Messiah. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's tricky. That's so tricky. Because they're preparing you for Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel, the prophet, false prophet. It's a fallen angel named Sananda Manuel or Yeshua. Yahweh, Yahuwah. Look it up. Look it up. He's coming. Disclosure. Capital D. Family, all this is based in our country, hidden behind the scenes, is witchcraft. Satanism. At your highest level of government, the Council of Foreign Relations, four-star generals, CEOs, senators, presidents. Now, so So that's where we get that population control, manipulation, Willie Lynch. It goes a long way back about what's really happened in this country and in Europe and every other country. And they keep it controlled through councils, committees, and so forth. Now, what are these preachers out here doing? Let's go to the news, and we'll talk about certain articles here. Oh, there's some humdingers today. Let me show you how this works. You got this one named Ron Beatty, B-A-I-T-Y, whoever, Baptist preacher. Whew, I'm sure glad doesn't send Westboro on it. Anyway, Ron Beatty, Baptist preacher. Here's the whole article, word for word. I quote, Ron Beatty, Baptist preacher, claims God will send something worse than Ebola as punishment for gay marriage. That's a Baptist preacher saying that. Biblical end times are upon us, getting close. Berean Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. God is so angry over the decision, he's about to send something even worse than Ebola. You think Ebola's bad now? Just wait. Well, Beatty spoke of hearing an official bless a gay marriage. Well, what about the corruption in the churches? What about the lying that there's a Santa Claus? What about lies that we tell our children? What about the gay marriage? What about the adultery within the deacons that may have it? How about all the other sins, not just gay marriage? And let's talk about Ebola for a second. Where's Ebola coming from? Really? It's coming from a laboratory in Fort Detrick, Maryland. Because HIV was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland. The government contracts. You understand this, right? It's a created disease. Created for population control. God didn't send it. Satan's using it because they created it. Mm-hmm. So now they're blaming God for what man did and Satan did. And I've told you all this before, that whatever happens, they're going to blame God. So this preacher better bone up and find out where Ebola is coming from, besides going around blaming God for it. God's just saying, hey, you turn away from me, I'm just going to step back. This is Satan's doing. And because we turn away from God, God just allows it to happen. Now, those that accept Jesus as Savior can pray, have faith that healing will happen. It's up to God whether he lets it happen or not. He may have this as indemnity or something. I don't know. That's up to God. But it's God's business. But where's the faith? But the point is, this Ebola is man-made in a laboratory. The Gofor syndrome is derivative of the Ebola HIV virus, immune deficiency. That's what it was. Because even the Gofor syndrome was very similar to the same effects that HIV. You died or got weak from immune deficiency. So you died from opportunistic diseases, not just the virus itself, because it killed your immune system. So they died from other diseases that normally people wouldn't die from or get weak. That's what the Gulf War was all about. That's what the Vietnam War was all about with Agent Orange, was to give them cancer. Reduced national sovereignty. You say, how'd that happen? Well, because your anti-war demonstrators were paid, hired, trained, instead of coming back as heroes, as normally they would in World War I, World War II, they came back as spitting on and all this. This was designed and created for that purpose. Just like Occupy Wall Street was Rockefeller funded. Oh, yeah. Everybody else is out there doing whatever. Oh, yeah, we're out here, have no idea they're being led on by the Illuminati. Order out of chaos. You see how it works? So this Ron Beatty better understand where Ebola's coming from. Blame Satan, not God. It's not just gay marriage. It's all of it. And I would love to see what Bible he uses. Everybody's blaming God. And on one sin. Let's talk about all of them. How about this Beatty preach to the other Masons or Masons and tell them they got to renounce the blood oath? It's the same thing. Don't just single out one thing. Single out all, everything. And the preachers aren't doing that because I guarantee you they'd be out of a job right quick. And when you got churches like in Houston demanding pastors turn over the sermons, we're in some serious trouble. And I found out this morning, local in North Carolina, that there's some churches that in this past week, yeah, isn't that good timing? This past week, they've been required to get their zoning and registering. So it's not just Houston. They just put out a word, I'm thinking, check out your local, kind of check it out, that they're putting the stamp down on those that's not 501c3. They're starting to tighten down on this family. Y'all get ready. But the closer they get to their end game, it's just that. It's their end game. They don't realize that. So the city subpoenas pastor sermons and equal rights ordinance case, city of Houston. They got to set a precedence. In all cases, just like the child euthanasia. They must have a couple of states, Texas or Oregon, Washington, several others, to make legal child euthanasia, like it's practiced in Belgium. And then the other states will jump on it, and here we go again. Just like gay marriage. Child euthanasia, legalized marijuana. Preachers are going to be scrutinized about the sermons they preach. Little by little, they're going to start picking up the pace. Now, how about this one? Oh, you're going to love this one. Protestant pastors. Man, I don't know what they're putting in the water for Protestant pastors these days, but something's not right. Because here, Protestant, created by the Vatican. Protestantism was created by the Vatican to justify the Reformation. Protestant pastors overwhelmingly back Romney. Yay! Whoa! Wait a minute here. Really? Well, here we go. Who's Romney? He's a Mormon. What does Mormons believe? They inherit a planet. They become a god. That's a problem. That's a big problem. The Southern Baptist Convention Lifeway Research found that 57% of Protestant pastors they surveyed said they'll vote for Romney, compared to only 17% who said they will vote for Obama. 22% remain undecided. I'm sorry. Let's say it right. 22% remain confused. Okay. This makes me tired. It really does. You know, it really does. Okay. First of all, they're going to vote for Romney. Did they know? Do you think they know? You think they have any idea that the New World Order bloodline of the hierarchy, the bloodline of the Luciferians, Bush, Clinton, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Nixon, every darn one of them, every doggone one all the way back to Washington, and the ones that stepped out of line were assassinated or fired or in one way or another. That's another story. Did they know that Mitt Romney is related to Obama and Bush by bloodline, a Merovingian bloodline of the royalties? Ancestry.com and Burke Peerage confirms it. Mitt Romney and George Bush are cousins, 10th cousins, twice removed. Historians at Ancestry.com discovered that Romney is actually related to six past presidents. Now, I know the argument is, well, my great-great-grandmother was married. No, we're talking bloodline here. They can attend the same family reunion that you can't come to, even though your great-great-great-grandmother married the second, fifth cousin to whatever. That's not it at all. We're talking bloodline. They're all connected. FDR is his eighth cousin, twice removed. Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover is his tenth cousin. Then there's a sixth cousin, Franklin Pierce, both tenth cousin, Bush 1 and Bush 2. Three out of the six were even Democrats. It don't matter. His cousins with Obama from the mother. They got ties that goes back to Godfrey de Bouillon, the first king of Jerusalem. They're all bloodline. They got different DNA than you got. Literally. Isn't that a hoot? Kerry. Colin Powell, Cheney, they're on the same bloodline. That's creepy. Of the Merovingian bloodline, what must we mean by Merovingian? What do I mean by that? I mean Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, King John, Charlemagne. Family, did you know, my regular listeners, I think you've heard me say this before, that you go back to about the 9th century, that Muhammad the Prophet of Islam is the same bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II through King Edward IV, marriage to the Muslim kings of Spain and Seville. They're the same bloodline. All the leaders of our history are in the same bloodline. You know how far back it goes? The Italian, not Jews, Italian. Roman, that should be a hint. It goes all the way back to the Egyptian pharaohs. To Queen Elizabeth II. Now that's creepy. Because they're hybrids. They're hybrids. Of the fallen angels and man. DNA quantified by practice, trial and error of all those before the flood. It became more looking like more like humanity because the corrupted DNA was quantified. They made them the leaders of the world. From the pharaohs that migrated to Europe became the Illuminati. To the Roman Empire. Yep, that's what you're dealing with. And every one of them's doomed to hell. Family, because Jesus Christ knows. Now, that's not the wheat and the tares. Now, you got some like Click and all those guys that try to tell you that the hybrids are the tares. That's not true. The wheat and the tares is very simply those accept Jesus Christ as Savior and those that don't. That's the wheat and tares. It's not the Nephilim or the hybrids or the tares and everybody else is the wheat. The separation? No, it's about whether or not you accept Jesus as Savior. You're trying to say otherwise. Now, I know that's a whole lot to go into, talking about just about the Protestant pastors overwhelmingly backing Romney, but it shows you what they don't know. If they were to go in and find out, well, gosh, these are all bloodline, and the Mormons believe they're going to inherit a planet. Well, show me that in the Bible. So if I'm a Protestant pastor and I trust the King James Bible, I say, wait a minute. Romney believes he's going to be a god on a planet. That's what the Mormons believe. So I can't back him because he's not Christian at all. There's a problem. Mm-mm-mm. See what the problem is now? Is a lack of knowledge. God said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. That's major, man. That is something else when you really look at it. Because they are bloodline. Isn't there a song It's a family affair. I'm not going to sing it for you. I know y'all would leave then. The family, there's going to come an end to this. You know, Rick Perry, let's see. You know, it turns out that presidential candidates often have commander-in-chief relatives, and this election cycle is no different. 6 months of research, John Huntsman is related to FDR, Coolidge and Bushes. The bloodline mirrors Romney because they're two are cousins. Romney's great-great-grandfather, Parley Pratt, an early Mormon missionary, is Huntsman's great-great-great-grandfather. The Romney-Huntsman-George W. Bush connection comes through Ann Marbury Hutchison, a religious freedom advocate in the early 1600s. Mormon and evangelical. They all work together. You know the churches were infiltrated by the Illuminati in 1887 till date? You know Rick Perry is just one presidential relative? Harry Truman is his fifth cousin, four times removed. But Perry shares Lone State pride and blood with Sam Houston, president of the Republic of Texas in the 1830s. Houston resigned as a governor rather than swear allegiance to the Confederacy. Perry has relatives who fought for the South during the Civil War. Did you know that Clinton Roosevelt, ancestral cousin to FDR, 1841, a century before Pearl Harbor, or more, or less, no, that was about the same, 1941, 1841. Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized a document from Adam Weishaupt that wrote May the 1st, 1776, that is the protocols of the Lord Elders of Zion, the world revolutionary plan we're going through today of the New World Order. That's pretty significant. So he plagiarized the document, portions of it, excuse me, and you know he took that part that he plagiarized from Adam Weishaupt's document, and through Manzini, an Italian, Illuminati, Roman Catholic, passed it through to Karl Marx. Whoa. Karl Marx plagiarized Clinton Roosevelt's document, and Clinton Roosevelt's document was called The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws. I got a copy of that document. 1841. And through the Freemasons and the Jesuits passed it to Karl Marx, Hengel. And they wrote the Communist Manifesto in 1848. So Albert Pike in 1850, he got a little busy in 1860. So by 1873, he wrote the plans in conceptual terms using these new ideologies that has been written up by Hengel, by Karl Marx, Karl Ritter, Frank Nietzsche, to prepare by 1890s World War I, World War II, and the upcoming World War III, planned before 1873. Wow. Now y'all got it? That's how it works in reality. 44 U.S. presidents carry their European bloodlines. 34 are genetic descendants of Charles Maine, a brutal 8th century king of Franks. And 19 are directly descended from King Edward III of England. And King Edward IV provided the bloodline for Mohammed the Prophet to Queen Elizabeth II. Whoa, man, is that something for a hoot or what? Yeah, well, don't ever think I'm making light of it. I'm explaining it to try to get it across to people what you're dealing with. They are going to lose because Jesus Christ is coming back. And there's not a thing they can do about it. Not one thing. But get out of the Illuminati. Renounce that horrific, horrible blood oath. The lie, cheating, stealing, and murder they committed. and confess it to God, He'll accept if they confess it. But if they don't, they're going to hell, no matter what they do. But they're sneaking up on us here. What's his articles? Should incest be between consenting adult siblings be legalized? Experts sound off. It's already happening in Germany. Man, they're moving. They are moving fast, let me tell you what. And Barry Hazel Jr., atheist. He won a lawsuit, $2 million lawsuit, in settlement over a faith-based rehab program. See, they'll use that as a precedent setting. And now they're having mass mobs filling up the pews at Detroit's Catholic churches. So when they, family, I've told you all many times how they're going to re-spiritualize the Roman Catholic doctrine. So you get everybody to come in the Catholic Church now, and Palmer, remember the guy that died on a motorcycle thing, Palmer, trying to bring the Episcopal back with the churches? Who knows why they assassinated him, but anyway. Oh yeah, he died in a motorcycle accident. Tony Palmer. So he was trying to bring the, come on back, Protestants, come on back, Episcopal. Y'all come on back, we'll accept you back in the Catholic Church. Yeah, they want everybody back. You know why? Because they're going to crash it. Everybody gets back to the church. Protestants come back. Everybody comes back. Then they're going to crash the Roman Catholic doctrine. It's called re-spiritualization of the church. So now they're forcing people, under the ruse of we're getting back to God, to have masses, a mass mob, then come back to the churches. You see what they're going to do? And when they crash the church, it's like sinking a ship. If you sink the Catholic ship, like the Titanic, or the Olympic, actually. When you sink it, you're going to be looking, the survivor is going to be looking for what? A buoy. Another ship to jump on. Wouldn't you? Well, they got that ship. You know what it's called? The New Age Movement. Which was a sister to the ship going down, by the way. The ancient mystery schools of religion, shamanism, Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, all those, was before the 4th century, before Christianity was ever created. Because Constantine was a pagan. Yep. And for those who rejected paganism, before the 4th century, they created religion. They call it Christianity. Christianity is not about Jesus. Christianity is lukewarm about Jesus. Yeah. But to lead you away in over 37,000 different sects and different Bibles, different books. See what they've done? Ooh, that's sneaky, 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 sneaky. But now they're having overt control of the churches because we're getting closer to that New Age movement reemergence. So in other words, before the 4th century, you didn't have Christianity, but followers of Jesus, followers of God, Christians, not Christianity, you had paganism. And those that started converting in the stands, those that rejected the Christians, they said, man, this is not working. We can't kill them off. So let's just create a religion so to bring them in and then corrupt the religion. That's exactly what they did. Satan is clever, but he still loses. Now, I know you're going to have to go back to this if you want to hear this broadcast again, and I've got it recorded, because what I'm telling you is a very complicated issue, a very complicated history that's happened to us, all of us, you see, but I'm exposing it for you. This is how Satan's been operating. When they say in the churches, Satan goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, etc., etc., what are they really talking about? Tell me exactly what you mean. Well, they don't do that. They're not telling you exactly what Satan is doing. And why should you know? You should know so you know what to stay away from. You see? Now, right now, what they got you scared about? They got you scared about Ebola, civil war, providing you solutions for problems they create. They got you looking at the little parts, not the big picture. Modernized paganism is what it's become. And humanism is where it exalts humans, not God. Witchcraft, they have a little bit of difference between who Satan and Lucifer is. Oh, it's like a smorgasbord. Now, I want to cover a few more of these articles. I want to go into modernized paganism. And we'll start talking about that the rest of this week. But I'm giving you some articles to show how it's really affecting your life. You remember, thought about this today. This is how they work. What is it about pink? What's pink? Pink is about breast cancer. That's a good cause, right? Of course. Pink is about breast cancer. So anything pink, pink shoes, pink this, pink that, is in remembrance and memorial and help and acknowledgement and all that about breast cancer. Which now, if you get into mammograms and all that, that's another story. What really causes breast cancer? Hello. That's something you need to look at. But anyway, I don't want to go there. That's a rabbit hole. Now, and a very serious one you need to look at, by the way. But I'm going back to pink here. So that color is associated with women and help and so forth. Association. You know what they've done? They've taken an occult, satanic device called the Ouija board, which is real. The Ouija board is almost the same as a 9mm round. It kills. Look at the suicides associated with the Ouija board. And tell me no. Then you put the ADHD drugs in your kid. They play the Ouija board. You got a deadly cocktail. Then you introduce them to Wicca, that we're here to help you, to love you. We know you're bullied and not taken care of, but we'll be friends. We'll love you. We'll Mother Earth worship and all this other nonsense. They're hooked, crooked, and brought in. So what they've done is taken this device that does summon the supernatural, demonic realm, to your house, just like the Freemasons do when they take a blood oath. Same thing exactly, actually. But this is like a device, Ouija board. They got a pink one. A pink Ouija board. And I just realized the pink is connected to the pink that you wear for breast cancer, so it can't be bad. The pink Ouija board will be attracted by young girls. By association. It's psychological. It's manipulation. Mind control. To make it more palpable. The Ouija board, more fun. Can you imagine how many it's going to be sold at Christmas time? Family, this Ouija board is dangerous as it can be. If you would take the time to actually research it, you'd be horrified. If you'd really just take the time. And you would get rid of everyone and burn them like they never burned before. Because, family, they're total evil. You know, the Ouija board goes back to 600 A.D.? It wasn't just 1960s. This was a method by which they summoned the demonic forces. And it works. They made it pink. Total manipulation. Remember I've talked before about how they're trying to make boys girls and girls boys and to bring the sexes together and not have a distinction, because in the Bible there's a distinction. And if those haven't figured it out already, there's a difference between a man and a woman, and there are different roles. Of course, that may change here in the future, you know, literally, the way it's going. But that's the whole idea. As a matter of fact, you can take it back to 1978, 77, with a woman by the name of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You ever heard of her? Yeah, I bet you have, haven't you? She's really, man, she's jumping out there, isn't she? I tell you, she's got bees in her pants or something. I don't know what's wrong with that woman. She just won't go away. She married her and another judge married the first gays. She's really upset because some of them are not lifting the bans. So forth and so on. Okay. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, based on her report to U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and her previous court opinions in 1977, stated the federal government should do a number of things to destroy the home, what it boils down to, and the nuclear family. That's a fact. Government provide comprehensive child care, get children out of the home, that the government should change the homestead law, provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as compared to a husband and wife who do live together. That's to split the families up. Wouldn't the government, if it were pro-family, would say the other way around? Doesn't it make sense to have the husband and wife live together and have a tax benefit? If you live apart, wouldn't that be normal? No, not when you want to break up the family, it wouldn't be. That was the whole purpose of her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. I got a copy of it. And the other thing was, veterans, was to draft women in the military and assign them to combat duty and then apply affirmative action to the armed forces, which they did, and in order to equalize the number of men and women in military forces. That was to, purpose of that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. Now, in regards to that part, that's why you see women race car drivers now. That's why you see women in NFL trying out for it. That's why I see U.S. Marine Corps. I'm a former U.S. Marine, so I can say this. The U.S. Marines are training groups of women in a study program last year about frontline units, having a woman going against a man to fight. You got to be kidding me. Joint Chief of Staff has got to be sitting on their hands. Because if they don't, they're going to have blood on their hands, which they already have through the Council of Foreign Relations. Shame on you. 4 stars for nothing. Wasted 4 stars, our general, because you have a blood oath as a Rhodes Scholar or Knights of Columbus or Knights of Malta. You stink. Because you sat on your hands letting this happen. You don't say a word because you're under blood oath to shut up, aren't you? And those colonels, those majors, or generals that speak out, are fired, set up, or murdered, aren't they? Generals in the Council of Foreign Relations. Council of Foreign Relations is responsible for all the blood in World War I, World War II, and the Korean War, and Vietnam. You want to blame someone? You blame the Council of Foreign Relations and the lion-murdering Jesuits and the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, the Freemasonry of that era. Confirmed by the Chicago Tribune, they placed the death of all the military in World War II and war and the Korean War on the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, I might have some new listeners. Possibly. If I haven't scared you off already, but I'm telling you all the truth. The Council of Foreign Relations controls your government. That is the government. And very quickly, it's this, just so you'll know.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Richard.
Slip of the tongue or the truth? The very one she's talking about, when you go to Arlington and you see the graves for all of the dead of World War II, all of the dead of the Korean War, then now you know who to blame. And it still operates. And they still do what they're told to do because they're under a blood oath to Satan to lie, cheat, steal, and everything else. And these are generals. These are scientists. These are media, law enforcement, you name it, are members of this council. Well, matter of fact, I think let's do a double dimity on that one. Double dimity, does that sound okay? And I'll get back to talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm not going to lose sight of that. But to show you how important this is one more hit.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americans, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
I'm not laughing, because they're responsible for the death of your sons and daughters and civilians. So, that being said, they're still there. And you got generals that still brief them. Now, what I want to go to is the final part of what I'm getting across to about eliminating feminine roles, affirmative action for the armed forces, or to equalize the number of men and women. And that was accomplished in June of 2013 by Leon Panetta, a member of the Knights of Malta, lifted the ban for women to frontline units. They'll start off with artillery OPs positions. Can you imagine a woman going up against a Spetsnaz in Russia as they're put up against a male soldier? And you know there's 11 to 15,000 female male assaults in the military already? Do you think they're maybe trying to reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military on purpose? Or the Joint Chief of Staff just get a lobotomy and kind of forget about the difference between men and women? Anyway, The idea was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. Now, here comes the point I want to make, finally. Another part of her report to the Civil Rights Commission was to eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner and wife as homemaker and integrate all male, all female organizations such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and fraternities, sororities. That was to eliminate traditional male roles. Now, watch this. Then I'm going back to paganism, which is this is all part of this. Everything's part of this. They have now going through October the 10th, 2014, including Fox News, a school district in Lincoln, Nebraska, given recently readers, teachers, a handout to promote gender inclusiveness in their classrooms. The handout encourages teachers to stop referring to the students as boys and girls, but instead to describe the students as a group with phrases like calling all readers or hey campers. Instead of separating the children into groups of boys and girls, teachers are being urged to divide the students by things such as whether they prefer milk, juice, or perhaps skateboards or bikes, to create classroom names, and ask all of the purple penguins to meet us at the rug. Now you see what they're doing to your kids? The goal, they say, of the name changing is to help students recognize and celebrate the gender diversity of all students and to challenge students to think more expansively about the notions of gender. Handouts to encourage teachers to destroy any distinction between male and female. Bingo. It goes right along with what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. From the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Now they're trying to change that. How much more evidence do y'all need? Now it's entering in your schools. Now, when you want to go take your kid out, they got police there, will have, regular basis to make sure you don't when they sign the International Rights of the Child. You can't take your kid out of school because you're on private property. Now you know the purpose of Sandy Hook, false flag. Sneaking up on you, and people just going right by the wayside. What I'm going to talk about now, we'll move into the origin of all this, is modernized paganism. It's what it boils down to. As high as the Council of Foreign Relations, Joint Chief of Staff. They got to tell you the truth before they do it. They got to tell you what they're doing as they do it. What I look for are those articles is telling the truth, and I try to tell y'all what's going on behind it and how they're really manipulating us. Now, I'm going to cover here in the future, I better do it pretty soon, about what Halloween's all about. And you're going to have Halloween, haunted houses, in churches as a normal ritual and routine. So what are we talking about here, modernized paganism, which I'm sure we'll go into tomorrow as well, be part two, because now I've laid the groundwork to show you what they're doing, and the basis of it is modernized paganism. Witchcraft. Reagan. Carter. Bush. Cheney. Queen Elizabeth II. The Popery. I'm not talking about side streets and little covens and underground basements. I'm talking about the highest level of your government, Europe, the world government, the Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Bilderberg Group, Bohemian Grove, Club of Rome, on and on it goes. Knights of Malta, Shriners, that keeps their little secrets, And if you expose it, maybe they'll realize that they're in the wrong place, and it's definitely the wrong time. And witchcraft in the churches, made to look like Christian, and they're not. I'll go into that tomorrow, about witchcraft in the church. Modernized paganism is what's going on today. Satan's not sitting back. There's a very clever false teaching doctrine and belief that is practiced by people who have been duped at the highest level that I've been speaking about for the past hour and a half. And it bleeds itself on down, no pun intended. They've been duped, deceived, and seduced by the Antichrist spirit. And it comes in the form of Freemasonry and secret societies. It's nothing more than paganism that's infiltrated and using Christianity. That goes back to the 4th century, exactly the year 325 A.D. at the Council of Nicaea, the creation of Christianity. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. He's about redemption, about being a Christian who's following Jesus Christ. Not about a religion. Not about four walls. Not about a preacher, rabbi, priest, pope, or whatever. It's about Jesus. And during the period of the 1500 years of the lives of those that are involved in the Bible, lived it, it was written about, as led by the God to Moses, Jesus with the disciples, the Spirit of God for the prophets, Holy Spirit for the disciples, and the gospel, finished about 70 to 90 A.D., collected in Antioch, Syria. And because of the problems that the Vaudois and the Waldenese had encountered in being missionaries, they migrated to the Alps to protect God's word throughout the Dark Ages. That became the basis of the King James Bible. Every single other Bible book or whatever it is under a binder comes from one source of origin, a Greek philosopher named Origen, in the 3rd century, that corrupted the copies he received from Antioch. He corrupted it, and every single Bible you got today, no exception, comes from that origin. So only two Bibles have ever been written. The real one comes from the source of Antioch, and the corrupted one, which comes from the source of Alexandria, Egypt, under Origen. Only two Bibles. Where Freemasonry have their own King James Bible that's corrupted. Oh, this is sneaky. But Freemasonry is nothing more than paganism infiltrating and using Christianity. And that's what it described at Council of Nicaea. And the first Freemason was Nimrod. He learned the secrets of alchemy, particle energy manipulation that's passed on through the ages. Till now. That's the secret they hide. They make sure that you don't get past 33 degrees till you've been thoroughly brainwashed before you ever learn these secrets. And that's why. And they will kill you. If you're at the highest level and you start revealing these secrets, you will die. It's already happened. The very worship of Freemasonry is to the sun god Ra. It's kind of a mysterious kind of pagan ritual that's highly secretive. And the royal secret I've talked about before of committing an abomination to a young child or murder or rape that opens up a portal in the human body that allows possession and powers. Oh, it's very complicated. They don't tell their lower level below 33rd degree what I'm telling you now. They have no idea. They fool them into thinking they're Christian. They've got to believe in the God. Do you believe in the God? No. Then they'll send them to Scottish Rite. Do you believe in the God? Yes. Oh, you're going to York Rite. At some place in this selection process. The worship of Freemasonry is the sun god Ra. It's a ritual that's very secret. Beliefs are founded in Baal, B-A-L, or Peor worship, P-E-O-R. It's the god Moloch, other type of deities. I always have an empty chair. Just like Clint Eastwood, who was a Freemason, had an empty chair that was symbolic of Freemasonry. Oh, yeah, he's a Freemason. John Wayne was a Freemason. Roy Rogers, Dell Evans, he's a star Freemason. Artie Murphy, the Rat Pack, every single one of them. You know, Egypt has kept alive the mysteries of the sun god Ra. That's why they worship on Sundays. Saturdays, it's Saturnalia worship. So everybody worships together on those days. Jesus Christ fulfilled that law. He fulfilled the fourth commandment. I'm not going there today, but I talk about that sometimes. Freemasons have founded their order on these principles and practices. You want to blame somebody, 911? It was a ritual, sacrifice, planned before September 11th, 1966, when the cornerstone was laid for the World Trade Center by Freemasons. September 11th, 1966. It was actually dedicated in March, but Freemasons' dedication was September 11th, 1966. Yeah, and Pentagon was the cornerstone was laid in Masonic ceremony, September 11th. That day is very important. On that day, where the constellations open up portals, they don't want you to know that. September 11th, there's a certain portal that opens, and human sacrifice on that day allows demonic realm to come forth. That's the whole purpose of 911. The two towers represent Boaz and Jachin, the twin towers, the twin columns of the Temple of Solomon. Yep. That's what that was all about. It got nothing to do with Islamic terrorists. The Freemasons founded their order on this. The rituals, the vows, the obligations are exactly the same, some modification, but not much. And the actual drinking of blood is not with the Freemasons, but the same oath, the same type of ritual, with the exception of drinking the blood part, that's done by witches, druids, and wizards. Matter of fact, two Freemasons that corrupted modern-day Bibles, Westcott and Hort, were two Freemasons, and they also were warlocks. I know two judges down in Winder, Georgia, that are warlocks and Freemasons that sit on the bench. And so a couple little towns there. So there's a connection between being a Freemason, a high level, and being a warlock. They could be the same. Now this Masonic order is highly organized. They don't just induct you into the order and let you remain just a member. You have to become a very real support to this false religion, and a lot is required of you. They don't tell them this at the very beginning. They don't tell you this. Now, for example, let's try this out. A Shriner interviewed on the street.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Now, is he the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the Internet.
Oh,
amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're,
hey, what
you're
about
confirming
those hospitals?
It.
You know what, sir?
Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually.
No, I really am.
You are.
Because I'm pure and virtuous.
You're pure and virtuous, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're perfect without Jesus, right?
No.
Okay, tell me about Jesus. Who is Jesus?
Oh. Well, he's my leader.
Is he the Son of God?
Yes, he is.
Is he the only worshipful master?
Yes.
Have you ever been called worshipful master?
No, because I've just been too busy. I've been working.
Working.
Been working to help people.
What
like
kind
you.
Of work?
Okay. Get out of here.
See, this is what a Mason confesses, is that Lucifer is light. You heard it?
Now, I'm not anti-Mason. I'm trying to warn them that they're in the wrong place, and this is the wrong time. I can't judge anybody. But what I can do is warn them and tell them, man, get out of there. It's a brainwashing organization that almost is worse than Paris Island. I was commanding officer in Paris Island, 1st Battalion Alpha Company. I know how we brainwashed our Marines, but you had to. Because they go to war. They got to respond. They have civilian cobwebs in their head. So when they go to war, they got to get that out of there. When they go to war... To survive and come back, they got to take orders and give orders. They got to operate the way we train them. Although I didn't know at the time when I was in that all the wars were preset with the outcome already determined. I didn't know that. I didn't know that our country promoted the wars like FDR did, like Reagan and Nixon and every other one of them except for Lincoln. He later changed. JFK. McKinley. Even Andrew Jackson at some point. Even George Washington and John Adams pulled themselves away because they didn't trust the Fabian Society. George Washington turned down many opportunities at high level because he didn't trust them. He pulled away from the Freemasons. He was a Freemason, yes, but he pulled away. Said, I just don't want no part of it. He got a copy of the Proofs of Conspiracy, 1798, by John Robeson, an honest Freemason that reported what he found. And you can read it today, Proofs of Conspiracy. Reverend Snyder, George Snyder, gave George Washington a copy, 1799, and George Washington died around that year. It's all about modern paganism in our government, in our military, in our industrial that pervades even today. Linked to witchcraft, child sacrifice. Masonic order uses some of the initiations. The initiate goes through in witchcraft or in a Satanist church. Under the guise of Christianity. They separate and divide Lucifer and Satan. Oh, yeah. Lucifer is the enlightened one. The good guy. Whereas Satan, and they try to prove it, Jesus, are the same. That's one of their big secrets. That Lucifer and Satan are separate. Oh, it gets really foggy, I tell you what. You know, the initiates learn that they have obligations. They teach these with the degrees of power. They find requirements first got to be kept. And you know, not only do they learn how to keep these rituals and obligations, but they have vowed to keep them secret regardless of the price. And the Mason learns that he's got to prove himself, his ability, that he must properly apply this skill, energy, and craftiness before he can go forward and step up. Well, that's why they like to have Freemasons as clerk of court, county records, other places that they can use. Evidence cabinet for the police departments. You got the point. City council, hospital president, hospital records. Get the idea? You know, the oath or vow which you take when you become a part of the secret unions or orders not only implicates you and involves you, but family, it includes your family as well. Whether it's mother, father, sister, brother, no matter, it obligates every family member because their DNA linked together. And likewise, Klan men and women have joined these clubs and orders because their mother and father had influence and prominence. Some of the kids today are saying, I just don't want to do it. You hear them say, well, my father was, my grandfather was, but I just didn't do it. Because the conviction is in there, that's why. You know, Exodus 20, verse 5, God says, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now when it says jealous, he's not talking about jealous as we think of jealous. God don't compete with idols, because idols can't do anything for you. Except just be idle. Yeah. How about the golden cow, the golden bull? It goes back to the pagan days. Don't you have a bull on Wall Street? Imagine that. Now, this is an age-old conspiracy against God. So they try to cover it up by doing good deeds, movements, bake sales, helping the hospitals, just like this Freemason said. Hey, how about the hospitals we do? The good deeds. Well, Isaiah says that all good deeds are as filthy as rags. They're counting on doing all these good deeds, so by the great white throne judgment, they'll have more good deeds than you do. Well, the thing is, there's two judgments. One for the sinners, great white throne. They're all going to end up in hell, but different varying degrees of hell. And the judgment seat of Christ, those that accepted Jesus as Savior. You got five crowns you could possibly get in that marriage supper of the Lamb before Armageddon. Or they'll get no rewards, but they were born again, but they didn't do anything with what they had. But at least they made it to heaven. So they'll be shamed, and what they did not do what they're supposed to have done, but they're not in hell. That's two judgments that you receive for eternity. That's another story. I'm going to be talking about that later. I'm not sure when exactly, but that needs to be covered down the road. But Freemasonry is going to hold you back, and yeah, unless you renounce that blood oath, you're going to be at the great white throne judgment. But all that's doing is figuring out which judgment of torment you're going to get for eternity. No matter what good deeds you've done, it'll still land you in hell. Quoted from the Secrets of Freemasonry, quote, to you, Sovereign Grand Inspector General, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32, 31, or 30th degree, the Masonic religion should be, by all the initiates of the high degree, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, Jesus, the God of the Christians, whose deeds prove his cruelty and hatred of men, barbarism, repulsion for science, would Adonai and his priests culminate him? Yet Lucifer is God. Thus the doctrine of Satanism is a heresy, and the true and philosophical religion is the belief in Lucifer, the equal of Adonai, Jesus Christ, But Lucifer, God of light and God of good, is struggling for humanity against Adonai, the God of darkness and evil. Whoa. That's what they say. The Declaration of Sovereign Allegiance that's bestowed upon that order of the High Council, Masonic Order, Illuminati. Did you know that the Illuminati married, you might say, to the Masonic Order at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in July of 1781? The two orders merged together. And did you know that when the Great White Brotherhood, as they call themselves, hierarchy, when they have total control of the world domination, New World Order, their plans, according to Protocols 15, X-Ray Victor, XV, they will execute all Freemasons that know too much, and all others will, quote, die as if by some illness, unquote. That's going to happen. Psalms 34:21, and the evil shall slay the wicked. That hasn't happened yet. That's a prophecy in the Bible. Now, so at first glimpse, this lodge would appear to be a advantageous thing with all the prestige and promise and flair for being humane, all of the benevolent societies, but Matthew 23:5. But all the works they do to be seen of men, they make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments. And you know, a lot of folks are lured in this conspiracy. The traps worked. The pretext is well hidden. The initiate, he's actually afraid to divulge the real work, and the devil is left to do the filth and corruption. And this was initiated by him against God and his son, Jesus Christ. But it says in 2 Chronicles 6:14-15, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? And you know Satan's instruments, his agents, Freemasons, Rosicrucians, and the Illuminati. You know Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian? Anyway. They lurk behind the scenes pretending to be one of you, but they're not. They put in chains of fear those unsuspecting people that's joined the order. Each blood oath that I'll cover tomorrow. This is paganism. This is, and I'll cover this in more detail, modernized paganism is what pervades this country today. I bring this up so they will know what they're involved in. So now you might have somewhat of appreciation for this.
Even the most hostile nations.
Whoa, this one. No. One second, please. Here we go. Yeah, this one.
Mr. Chairman?
Not that one either. This one. Bingo. Here we go.
President John F. Kennedy.
Now listen carefully to the
Ladies
last speech. 1961.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Martin Luther King, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, John Lennon, Aaron Russo, Larry McDonald, Princess Diana, Benazir Bhutto, Tupac Shakur, Dr. David Kelly, Bill Cooper, Nancy Schaefer, Senator Nancy Schaefer, Barry Jennings. Man, there's so many.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, for I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
And don't be fooled. because they've taken control of the airways and truth tellers and whatever. And the ones that really tell the truth, they have one thing in common. They dead. Because they were speaking out of turn, out of time, when it wasn't ready. They've taken control of a lot of the air, a lot of the news, a lot of truth tellers and what have you. And what's referred to as controlled opposition. That revealed to you only about 80% truth and misdirect you another 20%. Away from the Knights of Malta, away from the Freemasonry, away from Zionism, away from the Vatican. When those, the Council of Foreign Relations and all these, they're the troublemakers. But redirecting it toward the bankers. The bankers are nothing but shoeshine boys that gets out of step, they replace them with a phone call. The same thing for your holders. Any of those on that level can be replaced in the afternoon. Eric Holder and all these kind of guys, nah, they're nothing. They can replace them with a phone call in 1 second. Even the President of the United States, he's nothing but a president of a corporation. But they're trained from birth to be a president, to be appointed, because your elections are worthless. Our elections do not work. They're never meant to be, and they aren't. Elections, they're appointments. Even FDR confirms this with his own quote. Martin Luther King, he also knew. He tried to warn people, like JFK did. And the same thing happened to them. Because it didn't go along with Freemasonry. With the Vatican. Martin Luther King said, quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. Don't forget the Electoral College. It really chooses up your president. Already chosen ahead of time. And you'll notice Kerry and Bush are cousins. Cheney is a cousin. Ford and Nixon were cousins. Now you get the idea? How it really works? But they all lose. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. No human, no supernatural entity can ever defeat the Creator of this universe. It's impossible. And they're foolish to even think so. The actual events of what's going to happen is laid out for you in the King James Bible. The Shemitah, whatever it is, Harbinger, Book of Urantia, Book of Enoch, which is not even written by Enoch in the first place. All these other books, every single one, no exception, are nothing but Gnostic and garbage. Especially the Shemitah and Harbinger. I call it the Harvey Wallbanger. Is junk. They even admit it's fiction. Family, these people are crooks. No pun intended. Con men. And they're at the highest level of financing to where they can be out there in the public lying to people, misleading them, four blood moons, triad, tetrad, whatever rad they got is full of nonsense. There's one blood moon, and that's in the sixth seal. We're not even in the first seal of the tribulations yet. Deception is the rule, but no matter what they do, they've already lost. Family, seek the truth through Jesus Christ and the Son of God. He's coming back. The Holy Spirit is within you when you accept Jesus as your Savior. Repenting of sins. Between you and God through Jesus Christ, that's it. He's looking for you to come to Him. Family, we're at the end of the program. Tomorrow I'm going to continue on with what I'm talking about today. Matter of fact, I may just keep on going till Friday to expose the witchcraft, the secret societies, so they'll know what they're involved in. That's the purpose of this. Maybe I'm doing it for them only. Who knows? Maybe you can find out yourself and then teach, and when you know, you'll tell them about this. Whatever. Somehow, to get the knowledge to them that they can get out of there and seek the face of Jesus and live. And to deliver their families, meaning to renounce it, get rid of the garbage, the rings and all that stuff, get out of your house, get the Ouija boards out of your house, destroy them. Pray with your families. Because it's the demonic realm that's moving in. Family got to go. So let y'all know, that we are played up in, as randomly, we have our broadcast and Bible studies are played at highpointradio.net. Randomly, John Kirkler agrees to run our broadcast and Bible studies on his network of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Highpointradio.net, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he has sponsors up there, and he's got three, I believe, towers and sponsors. So if you live up in those three states, you would go there to his website, highpointradio.net, find out his sponsors, and use them. But also, I have a couple of admin people that help me, but Facebook, definitely Watchman for Jesus. And my website is watchmanforjesus.com. And I've got some studies on there you might be interested in. I keep it real simple. I use it primarily as a vehicle for my broadcast and archives. That's what I use it mostly for. So family, tonight, 8 to 9, we'll talk about why the King James Bible is the only true word of God, part 5. And also this week in Bible study, we're going to talk about spiritual warfare and solutions. And all this week, Thursday and Friday, two more days, more about news and where it is in the end, or actually the actual truth about the news that you're not being told about. And then, family, pray with your families. It's very important you put on the full armor of God because it's coming down. Things are happening. You know, it's up to God when this happens. Don't let fear rule you. Don't let them put fear in you. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for the true word of God. And don't let them take it away from you. Because who's inside you is stronger than those outside. Y'all have a good night, and God bless you. And this is your watchman, signing off.
And it had a tint to his eyes. The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.